try.
So talk to me about
started live already. We live. Look at this. Just sneaking it in on people. Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, IMD, that is the yin and the yang, the man across me in the virtual world, the virtual screen. That is Zen. Zen is now, shit, maybe paranormal Zen, maybe in the house. What's going on?
There's a belief switch change that has happened over the past couple of weeks. It's been brewing, and I settled into it like it took like a couple weeks for me to like accept the fact that like, nah, this is all legit. This is real. Like, these videos are not fake. So much so that I'm like, you know what? Trying to tell people to watch them doesn't work. So I'm going to just start reviewing them. That way, like, it's out there. There's no question as to what I'm talking about. Like, hey, you're wondering. I got a channel where I'm showing it. Going through them, walking through them. Backtracking, doubling back. Like, yo, hold up. This is exactly like... And I will say, the last one, the one that I did yesterday, Scritch Them Thoughts is the channel. The one I did yesterday, I can even say I think I convinced this guy that I know. He's a YouTuber that I know through a community that I associate with on YouTube. And he had hopped on toward the middle / end of my stream. And he was kind of going back and forth and like throwing out the counter arguments to what we were viewing. What we were seeing, faulty wiring. You could be like reading hits that aren't really there. Sounds could be anything. Blah blah. Like, so I'm like going back and forth. I'm like, I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm not arguing with you. You kind of do have to go back and watch the whole stream to see why I'm not making those arguments here. But like, I feel you. And I was like, however, this end piece, if this is any of that, tell me how. So I play the video. I will describe it because it doesn't ruin it and it still gives me chills even when I talk about it. Shorty is outside with her girlfriend. They're looking for stuff. They had done...
people who didn't know the challenge. They had been
using spirit boxes to try and get stuff. So dude was like, oh, well, those things, like, you can assume that they're saying anything. And I'm like, cool. At this moment in time, they were not using one. At this moment in time, they were both speaking, and they are the only two there. There's Shorty holding the phone, who owns the house. It's the one that runs this whole channel, Jay Barari. She's got her stuff on YouTube, too, so you can check it out there. This is the last piece was from one of her live streams. She's walking and talking, holding the camera. Her girl can hear it off to the side, talking.
Okay. Okay.
All of a sudden, you hear... Clear as day. Dude in the comments was even like, he went from, he's like, that could have been juice. So I was like, cool, maybe it was. Kept playing the stream, and you could hear the way that the girl reacts to it, where she's like, someone said help, help. Did you hear someone say help? She's like, I didn't hear that. They said somebody said help. So it's like, maybe you're playing us, or you genuinely did not hear it. And the way that she was talking was as if she did not hear it. The way that the breathing in the mic was as if this person was holding it here. It's not like some off in the distance, I could kind of faint hear breathing. Like, clear as day. Heavy breathing and a clear as day help. So much so that the dude in the comment section, after I played it back, he was like, that's actually really intriguing. He's like, I have to go back and watch this whole thing from the beginning. He's like, but that was actually intriguing.
See, you know what? I guess for me,
that's how I feel. Like, I'm sweating right now.
See, like, I guess for me, and I apologize, people, I've been doing a lot of moving and shit. Now my camera's all like fucking out of whack. If somebody's got like fucking one of those things where shit needs to be symmetrical, I'm fucking them up.
Yeah.
But see, for someone like me who already believes in, like, you know, heaven, hell, I believe in spirits, like, it doesn't really surprise me. You know what I mean? And then on top of that, there's already been like more scientific evidence. You know what I mean? They've already been speaking about the different dimensions. You know what I mean? So, and then on top of that, go ahead.
I think the difference with these things is it's not just oh, like they could, like, no, you're seeing like legit stuff.
See, I've had
in front of your face, like you have an apparition full on show up in the middle of this dude's kitchen on his camera where he's recording the kitchen because he saw activity, the sensor went off, and you full on see an apparition come up and walk down a hallway. You see a chair completely move to the middle of the room on its own, then knock over. Not one of them strings, not these fishing line types. It's like different movement. You full on see an apparition come up to the chair while it's moving. Like that deep of these videos are that deep. So it's not just like, I don't know.
So that's why double see for you, someone who needs to like, who needed more concrete evidence. Like, see, I've had like my own weird experiences. Exactly. So now like, this is like your, you know,
like I still had nothing happen to me, but these are here on video, on camera.
Right. Not doctored to what we know, but then how do we not know that? Just
don't. I'm about to say, we
gotta play devil's advocate, right?
I do. I still lean to like, hey,
Hollywood's a motherfucker, right?
Faking this, but if you are good for you, you got me. I'll own it then. You got me if it's fake. But watch the video and so you just tell me how good they are.
Right.
Are they so good that this dude works in a theater that he was told when he got hired there that it was haunted? It said, these things mess with you. They do things that pop up. You just got to roll with it. They told him this. He's going down in the basement of the building. Why? Because he's a security guy. He comes there after the alarms go off. He's down in the basement, walks into the bathroom. No lights on in the bathroom. He has a light on his flashlight. He's in there. Hello, hello, nothing. Turns and walks out. As soon as you hear him leave the bathroom, shower turns on. Middle shower too. He had already gone to a room. He went to a room, turned the lights on to check the room, shut the lights off. After that shower turned on, and he went in and shut that off. He walks out. There were other noises there. Goes back to that first room where he shut the lights off. There are lights on in that room.
What do you think makes, like, so I lived in a fraternity house that was haunted, but then also too, and then there are stories with that. But then I have a situation where like it can be corroborated because there's a few people there. Mm-hmm. But it was something in high school. Where we just like, we were all, it was about to be lacrosse practice. We were just out there kind of like fucking around before we went back into the locker room to change and shit to get ready. We were just out there fucking around. And then there was just like this, like, it looked just like girl in all white. And she was like, cause our high school surrounded by woods. Mm-hmm. And then she just fucking screamed something crazy. And then my boy Josh took off running over there. And my boy Agu went over there, Jesse, Julian. Then my boy Gil, I was like the last one over there because I was like, if something bad's going on, then let you niggas
find out first.
Yeah. Oh, 100%, we can figure this thing out.
You're the first one out.
Yeah, fuck out of here. But when we got over there, you know, they got over there first, and then eventually I got over there. There was nothing and no one there. No one.
Yeah,
it wasn't like this person fucking just like ran. Like they would have seen the running because,
right,
my boy Josh took off. Like that was his first instinct, was to go over there and like, holy shit.
Right. Nothing. It's so real that like,
but we all saw her.
You would have seen it. You would have seen him run off. You would have seen someone dip off. You would have seen like, if they were playing you, you would. Yeah. Like that's these types of videos then.
And it didn't even look like it was like, this bitch looked like she was like from the 1800s, maybe 1900s type shit.
So now this is basically, we're taking that and catching it on camera. Mm. But to me, if you guys were to catch that on camera, I would call bullshit. Because my guess is way back when, the way the quality is, you would see someone in the distance. You guys go running, the camera drops down, comes back up. All of a sudden, they're go like, it would have been something 100%. Like that.
Yeah.
This stuff,
that because it's set up because they're thinking it's in like haunted places anyway, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is like a place where you know. So
and then they're just regular places. Also, it's just another person's house. I found a couple people. It's just their regular house.
They just have like night cameras on or some shit like that.
They have cameras in the house, and the cameras catch things. It's like a motion sensor type camera turns on when it detects something, then boop, pops on. All of a sudden, you watch long enough, see something happen.
Well, we do. Listen, we're in a, I don't know. It just, to me, like we're in a really weird fucking time. So this, none of this surprises me. The fact that it's more out in the open, I should say, or that. Well, I guess what I would assume is that it's been going on the same amount, but now since technology is catching up,
we have the technology to see it.
100% So now, because like, you know, before people would have no idea, they go to sleep. Mm-hmm. It is what it is. Mm-hmm. But you know, now, you know, people have cameras all over their fucking house, which
it's your story verse there. Like then it's 100%. You telling me that story without me having seen these. I'd be like, I think you did. When I first started talking about it, you told me about it. So I was like, even then I was like, you know, like I get you, but now I'm like, yeah, never mind. I can see probably this that did happen.
Shit gets fucking weird. You know what I mean? But
similar like when people are like, yo, I ain't trying to have this kid, and the doctor's like, yo, I'm not trying to get sued, so your kid ain't got no skull, but we gonna make you have it.
Listen, that was one hell of a fucking transition, because this is what's happening down on in these southern states. But of course, we're getting this from CNN News, and you know, 2022. Sorry about it. Got to say it.
It. I think it's at least well written to where if you read it, to me, you would come out of it like I am, where it's a bit torn.
I got you. Well,
it's interesting.
Let's go ahead and do the thing, right? So, Louisiana woman claims that she was denied an abortion after fetus was diagnosed with a fatal condition. Now, I thought that even under these new laws, that shit like this, like you would still be able to terminate the pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, we're learning that she can't. Or the doctor was just trying to save their ass, which then you can't even can you that get one. Mad?
That one. Based off this article, in the end, it sounds more like that one. That the state allows it if the fetus is not viable outside of the womb, but the doctors are like, well, there's like contradictory laws in place, and we don't know which one they're gonna apply. So rather than running the risk of getting sued for this and losing my license and ruining my whole medical practice, nope, not doing it. Which, after talking with my wife, with her having a conversation with her girl who's an OB,
perfect,
hearing that she wants to move her practice, like move over to Texas because of the laws in Texas versus the laws here in New York, which allow OBs to get sued up until the point where the kid's 18 years old. If there was a complication at birth that slightly in any minor way was the fault of the doctor that caused them an issue at any point in time, like in that 18, they can get sued for this. So they're like,
hold on.
We want to jump to doing C-sections so that we don't risk something that could have been possibly prevented and now I can get sued for later. So I get it.
Hold on. I hear you, but I'm about to be the bad guy on that shit. So first of all, you get paid a lot of money as a doctor, right? You get paid a lot of money to do a job. And a part of this job, and it's why you have your malpractice insurance, is because we pay you not to have those fucking mistakes. In certain... No. Go ahead.
What I'm saying is,
if you birth my child and then you did something that was going to end up fucking causing the child fucking something down the line, like maybe 5, 7, 10 years down the line, and now that child is permanently fucked up or fucked up, why should you not have to pay for that?
Fair. What about things that are not preventable but suable?
Then that requires us...
Because of things like that, what would one be? I can't off the top of my head. Again, this is kind of third party.
I hear you.
But going off the idea of where you've got a birth going, like let's take my wife's for example. Once she hit fever and it puts the birth, it puts it into a context of, if you didn't do X, which was technically the safer option, and you gave the opportunity, like say she was like, I really want to push natural. I really want to push natural. I'll do anything to avoid a C-section. They were like, you spike a fever, you put the baby at risk. If we don't put you into a C-section now and we let you have what you're asking for, you could technically turn around and sue later because we didn't make the right choice. Well, so it's like,
I understand that, but then
that's one that's more person involved. Others, she said, there are like things that just naturally occur during pregnancy where one step isn't needed, but it's safer. So going a C-section route isn't needed, but it's safer than allowing for a possible complication to grow that's starting to grow. So it's like, do we let it happen and then risk getting sued, or C-section and we know that we're safe?
So everybody, I guess it all for me, it would just it because then this ties into abortion with the law down there in Louisiana. What I mean by that is that this comes now to us, the people, to start to really look at these laws and then really put pressure on these politicians to either amend, change, or repeal.
Right.
Excuse me, amend or repeal. That's really it.
Because it's like they're the same thing. Like they mentioned at the end of this article, they are indirectly getting what they want. They're like, hey, we're going to let you have an abortion if the fetus is non-viable. But if the fetus might have been able to be viable for like 4 days, then you can't do it. If they could be viable for 5 days without resuscitation, then you can do it. But if you can't do that, then after 6 days, you can. So it's like, to me, my guess
is the bureaucracy of the bullshit.
I didn't go in and read each of the laws, but my guess is you do have contradictory laws that are hard to pick. So the doctor's like, hey, no abortion, which is what the state wants. No abortions. But they're saying, hey, we give you the right to do it. You can do it if you can prove that the fetus is non-viable. And they're like, well, the doctor might say so, but the law might say, and if it can live for a week, then you got to let it rock, even if it's going to die. Like, I don't know if that's what the law says, but my guess is like that.
And I guess now we can't even tie in undue stress, undue burden. Like, you know what I mean? Like, family, that's... We're in a weird fucking time, but then also, once again, like, we the people have to, like, really fucking stand up for it. And I think something, you know what I mean? I think something else that's really fucking wilding people up right now. Student debt, huh?
I would say it is. Pissing people off that they want to help people out.
Bruh.
Why, like, why are you mad? Why are you mad?
Yo, the amount of, but I understand it. And the reason being is because... And I'm somebody who is going to be positively affected by this, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I don't make over $125,000. I'm definitely going to, you know what I mean, be able to get that shit. So, you know, I'm going to be, you know, positively affected on it in one end. But the question becomes, how fucked am I going to be on the other end? Like, we have to look at something in regards to, like, we have just been printing money left and right, left and right, left and right, left and right, left and right. There's been, like, you know, articles out, and it's been months now since I read that. So you gotta, I assume, like, you know, most of the money has been printed, like, within, like, the last 8 months that is circulating within our economy. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not against this, but we need to look at the long-term consequences of just these bills. And I'm speaking on, like, think about all this money we're giving Ukraine. If we're going to be doing stuff like this on the home front, which I'm not mad at, we need to start diverting, you know what I mean, funds or something else too. We need to start look at government spending on a larger platform, because a lot of them up on the Hill seem to be really upset, really mad. Not, once again, I understand the larger argument of it, because I understand how, like, you know, checks and balances are going to be, like, you know, taxes are going to be raised on everything. Like, and then, you know, because taxes are going to be raised on everything, then that means the cost of everything is going to raise. So then, like, you know, soon, like, you know, shout out to, you know, some fucking guy for giving me this quote, but soon it's going to be $50 for a fucking goddamn McChicken. So, like, I understand where that is, right? Mm-hmm. But under the same circumstance, if you start looking at some of these, like, you know, programs that we have within the government, like, we have we waste billions of dollars left and right. Billions of dollars left and right. So if we look and actually, like, you know, balance and reform, like, you know, balance the budget a little bit, trim some of the fat, then if we wanted to then divert those funds into shit like this, then it makes more sense. But the fact that right now we're just printing money left and right, printing money left and right, printing money left and right, PETA is going to definitely have to pay Paul. This is seeming like the fucking, like, it seems like America. Huh?
Who are we in debt to with that?
Oh, you know, money gonna, like, you know, if we're paying the world debt is off, in debt.
The debt's going to whose pocket? it's like it'd be like me paying my parents off for letting me stay here, where it's like they're gonna circulate that money right back to me because it's my money.
I understand that, but then also, but then once again, question is like, who, like, you know, we owe debts to certain countries.
Okay.
Like, yeah, that's where that's doubt where
the student loan debt. We probably have more in student loan debt than we owe to other countries combined. I'm joking, but like you wonder. Never know. Like,
but here's the thing though. I'm not mad at the student loan debt relief. I'm not mad at that. What I'm saying is that we need to still look at this like, all right, people, we could do this, but then let's look at what we're spending money on. That's wasteful. We could take the money that we're already using for shit to then just reinvest it within America. That's my whole point of the whole thing. Not to say that it's a bad thing. I'm just saying that we need to look at what we got going on, and we need to be like, all right, everybody, let's start pumping the brakes a little bit, because we all can't, like, listen, the cost of living is raising astronomically.
Right.
Like fucking Social Security just got like, I think like they got like another 8% raise maybe to keep up with inflation. Like this is that alone should be telling people like, hey, shit's but it's starting like, to pick the fuck up.
When you look at the whole plan, they do break down. Look how much the cost of schooling went up over the time that it did. Like, I do remember when I started school, my parents paid for the first year $21,000. By my second year, I think it was already up to $26,000.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, same thing. Yeah, my school
was fourth year, 30. Like, it was like 34 by the time I left. So it's like we got stuck with that. It almost sounds like they're going to say, hey, we're going to relieve a bunch and then make y'all pay for it too by raising taxes on you. So why don't they just... Why can't they just wipe it and debt it? Like, who are they turning to after wiping it and saying, oh, well, we got to pay you back? Like, who?
Here's my question to you. You wipe this round of student loans,
mm-hmm.
but you're going to have another round of individuals coming on those same loans. You want to know why, big dog? Because you still haven't even addressed the cost of schooling.
Right, they did.
Schooling is not getting addressed. So we're going to put ourselves in the same cycle.
They did talk about it in the bill. They say that schools have to be more fair with what they're charging people. What does that mean?
Exactly. That means that all you got to do is define what you're charging people.
It's almost we've already hit 50,000 a year, so now we just won't go higher than that. Like, that to me is probably what it's going to lead to. But they did technically say that they're supposed to do something about it.
But then that still doesn't.
I don't think it's going to drop anything.
But that doesn't fix the problem. We're going to be back in the same problem.
I think what would fix the problem is the interest rate type thing. It's like what they did to us, interest rate rises, what fucked us. Because I'll give you an example that my wife pointed out to me before we did this on hers. Let's put it like this. She owes more than this, but we'll give you this number just to make it easy. She owed 20 grand on the loan. Over the course of time has paid 15. Her loan price now is 21.
She's been paying the fucking interest.
Right. The whole time. So the fact that you paid for the past over a decade and your loan has barely dropped. I don't think it really went up, but I think it went down by like a small amount as opposed to it should be chopped in half. So that type of thing is the thing that I think that they should fix with this, where you're still going to be giving loans, even their help of, oh, we'll charge you 5%. I'm like, this is basically like saying you're just going to drag it out longer with the stupid interest.
Let's drop this fucking loan interest, maybe to 1-2%.
Right. So it's like drop the interest. That way we're people, yes, you're paying a small amount, but you're hitting principal, which is the part that matters. Wipe or just don't interest these freaking loans that you're giving to children, to young adults to get their lives going. We're going to say we're going to interest charge you to try and learn.
And then also too, a lot of these degrees are fucking useless.
Right.
Like, it's the whole damn system is a fucking scam. That's what I mean. It's a fucking scam. But like us, just
it should not be 4 years for everyone.
Listen,
if you can go in and bang out what you want to learn in two, you should be able to get your degree sufficient enough to get you into a job within two.
Us fucking working for I don't fucking know. Excuse me. Us going to school, paying all this money for it, It is what it is. We made that decision. I'm fine with it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it is what it is. Pain. Like, it is what it is. Yep. I'm not mad at that. I'm just saying it is not fixing the issue of the actual price of the school. Like, we're going to be back in the same situation in 20, 30 years. I don't know, 40 years.
Like,
we're going to be right back in the same, like we will still be alive when this conversation comes back up. And then the younger generation will be like, well, the fucking goddamn millennials who are still fucking hanging around that we want to fucking die, those motherfuckers got it, so why can't we get it?
And you got people like me saying, the only pushback I would give is we came from a generation that was like, you got to go to school, you got to go to school, you got to go to school. Our whole, our parents' generation was, you need the education to do better. We now know you don't. You can get it if you want to go ahead. You want to be a doctor? You need it. You want to be a lawyer? You need it. You want to be these like higher... depends even on what
middle management. You don't.
You want to. You want to be in that type of a realm. You need it. You want to be a teacher. You need it. You want to be a CEO. You don't. You don't necessarily need it. You want to run your own business. You don't necessarily need it.
You need certain skills. Yeah.
You need skills, but you could just go get a cert in that over spending 30-40 grand to go take 4 liberal arts classes because you need to build your credits just to get into your major stuff. Like, we have a very different mindset. So the loan element probably isn't going to really get better because the price of school is so much, and that's not going to come down even with
their provision. Because they're not addressing it.
But we might be able to convince less people to attend or attend for as long. Pushing the, yo, suck it up and bang out some summer courses. It sucks a little bit, but it works out so much better for you in the long run when you bang out 3 courses, your credits over the summer. It's like, there's a mindset.
You're right, but I just still had to point that. I just had to point that out because it is, we are going to be biting ourselves in the ass pretty soon. It's going to get nasty.
But
but you know why this scares me? I'll say this, and I don't want to, you leave it for maybe a little caveat. We could pick up on this next week and kind of dive into this topic. We've been gearing up for a war lately, if people haven't realized, in some way, shape, or form. We've already got the proxy war going on in goddamn Ukraine. We're about to get into another proxy war, maybe like a little somewhat warm war with fucking China over there in Taiwan. Like, that's the thing that scares me. We keep fucking printing this money. Motherfuckers gonna be like, well, you know, one thing that gets Americans back together, you know, all this division and something else that, you know, really gets the goddamn economy going, a good old war, boys. That's what makes me nervous.
Funny, because I feel like Ukraine is falling to the wayside.
Oh, it's not falling to the wayside because we're still giving them a whole bunch of money left and right every fucking corner.
Coverage.
Oh, coverage-wise,
coverage, people caring. I kind of I'm off of it.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, you're just like, when you get the first side of information, you're like, holy shit, this sucks. And then you start getting more information. It's like, actually, hold on. You guys are kind of a piece of shit anyway. Sorry about it. You know what I mean? We just hate it because of the fact that it was goddamn fucking Russia going over there to do it. But sorry about it. You guys weren't the best people anyway. We thought you guys were corrupt and shit like that, whatever the case may be. But we won't talk about that. So now I'm just saying, like, that's what...
Now we're just waiting on China.
See what they're going to do. But then it just begs to me, like, well, what is our response going to be? Because, yes, the American people, they know that we do not want to have... we don't want to go to war with China because we don't really give a fuck. Not over Taiwan, at least. We're not going to do it over Taiwan. But then who fucking knows? Our government has been able to do some shady shit to get the end goal what they need. And, you know, listen, Pearl Harbor, goddamn 9/11, say what you want to say about it. Listen, you know, hey, we will make sure the ends justify the means. And that's what makes me nervous with this whole goddamn thing. But you know what? I ain't going to talk no more about it. You know what I mean? I think we gave people what they needed. You know, for people who don't know, when we record, it's a little bit late. You know what I mean? I'm, you know, fighting a good fight right now. You know what I mean? So any last words, Brother Zen?
This world's crazy. But we're chill through it. That's all you gotta be, chill through it. It's crazy out there. It's wild. You got, like I said, you got people being told to have skullless babies. You got apparitions showing up in people's cribs, trying to tell them to get out by throwing knives at their heads.
China shooting bombs over Taiwan.
You know, we got a lot of crazy stuff going on. And at the end of the day, you get to sit down in your crib, chill, kick back, crack a beer, and watch us.
China has infiltrated, like, you know, effectively where a lot of our nukes are held. with their electronic, like, you know, communication systems.
They were talking to Trump about all that stuff he had stored in his crib before they found it.
Yeah, man. Listen, honestly, I don't give a fuck about none of that shit with Trump. China is the real fucking issue, and I'm tired of telling these motherfuckers this shit. That's where everything really needs to be looking at. I don't give a fuck about none of this xenophobia shit. I don't give a fuck about none of your feelings about the shit. I don't care how anybody thinks about the shit. These motherfuckers released the goddamn COVID-19 virus. I don't care what you say. It came from a Wuhan laboratory. I don't give a fuck if you people are like, oh, America, America. No. Where was it housed? Who was ahead of it? And we know that, guess what? The way that they label their laboratories would be fucking completely wrong. Because what they would label as level 2 laboratory, we would label as level 3. Who's right? Who's wrong? I don't know. Ours would be a high level. So sorry about it. I'm going with the fucking home team as America. So I don't give a fuck about none of this with goddamn Donald Trump and these fucking documents until they actually unseal this shit and show me what the documents that you were looking for, what it was. But guess what? They're not going to do that. You want to know why? Because we got secret. We got confidential. We got secret. We got top secret fucking documents. They're not telling us a motherfucking thing. The only thing I want to know is, what the new documents there? Somewhat tell me what they're about, and then kind of figure it out from there. But fuck all that shit. All eyes need to be on motherfucking China. Who gives a fuck about Russia? We have really, truthfully, they haven't brought out their super duper big dog shit. But we basically see their fucking the Russian game plan. We see how they handling fucking Ukraine. We would take our fucking foot and shove it directly right up their motherfucking assholes. I don't give a fuck about Russia. I don't give a fuck about Belarus over there who wants to suck their fucking dick. Guess what? We'll fuck you. We'll fuck you, and we'll fuck your mother too. Don't fucking come over here with the bullshit. No. All eyes need to go directly on motherfucking China, how they're going to react to this goddamn thing in Taiwan, how our government's then going to fucking react to it, because guess what? There's a lot of shit going on, and we know if we know this one thing about America and Americans is that we just need a common enemy to unite against, and that's all there fucking is to it. Yep. So guess what? The way that we can see how other governments in other countries, they are using their intelligence communities, they are using their spies to infiltrate our country. They're using, you know, our values against us. Our own people know what they're fucking doing. So you can't tell me that our own people won't do some fucked up shit, because we are known to do some fucked up shit to our own selves to make sure we get our point across and to steer the boat in the direction that they believe the boat needs to go in. Not saying if it needs to go in that way or not, but that's what I'm seeing. So when I'm looking at all this crazy spending left and right, I'm thinking about how we gonna make this money back. Well, I guess what you know how America know how to hustle, make that money back? Motherfucking war, taking boots to motherfucking asses. So guess what, people? I don't know. Listen, you may say that Justin, you know, excuse me, you may say that Dean is going crazy. You may say that he's out of his fucking mind. I'm going to tell you, this is my fucking ending message. Sound the fucking alarms. If you're not in shape, get in shape. If you don't got a shot, get a motherfucking shot. Learn some hand-to-hand combat. That'll be fucking good. But make sure you have a fucking shot. Learn how to fucking survive. Learn how to fucking hunt. We don't know what the fuck is going on. Learn some shit, because if the shit goes down, the shit's going to go fucking down. And fuck those motherfuckers. Fuck China. It's their fucking fault. And guess what? Think about this for one other second. Why did they release the COVID-19 virus when it got fucking released? Well, there's some larger plan. Did they know how this was going to go? Who fucking knows? But guess what? Listen, is it a conspiracy? Could be. But it's fucking President Yi over there in China running the shit. Fuck those motherfuckers. Don't trust a goddamn thing about them. Fuck you, China.